Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 439 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Thomas, but before we get to Thomas's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com, which is a tool that you should all be using to help you manage your online business finances. They serve over 3 million other small business owners, including myself, with helping us manage our business finances, helping us keep it all organized from the income to the expenses. They even have a great invoicing system, which allow you to professionally get paid, you know, to bill your clients, your students, your coaching students, your companies that you work for and freelance with, all those sorts of things. It just makes those invoices really super slick and easy to use so that you can get paid much faster and quicker so you can do whatever it is you need to do to grow your business. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Thomas.
Hey, Pat. So I saw one of your posts in regards to meeting up with some people in SD when you first got started with your online ventures. Now, I'm a kid in Irvine, 22 years old, and I was just wondering if you do any of those meetups. It would be great to talk to someone like yourself in person to kind of get, you know, a bit of a head start on my online ventures. So it'd be great if you can let me know if you'd be willing to do something like that, being that you're in Irvine, if you're still in Irvine. All right, Pat, thank you.
Hey, Thomas, thank you so much for this question. And the reason I wanted to answer this here today is because this prompts another thought about these meetups. And just I wanted to focus on why these meetups are so important. So first of all, to answer your question, Thomas, do I still do meetups? Yes, I do, although I haven't done them in a while. But next year, this is something that I'm thinking of doing. Now that the kids are a little bit older, they're going to be going to school, both of them, and that sort of thing. I'm thinking of making it a regular thing, even just once a month, somewhere in San Diego, where I can invite as many people as possible, or maybe a limited number of people. We'll see. I haven't gone through the details in my head yet, but I would love to set up meetings or meetups with people where we can gather and get together and just talk and have people focus on each other and meet each other as well and network and that sort of thing. And I think I have a unique position in the space where I can make this happen quite easily. Now, going back to why these are important, you know, it's obvious why it's important to meet other people, because you can learn from them, you can help them out as well. But you never know, that next person that you meet, no matter where it's at, it might be that thing you need or that connection you need to make massive progress in your business and growth in your business. Now, one of the things that I always talk about are these meetings that I've had when I first started my own online business. And I specifically remember going to Panera Bread in Mira Mesa, which is a place that I lived in here in San Diego, back in 2008. And, you know, I had joined an online community, and this community was setting up a little meeting in San Diego, California. And this is Jeremy and Jason from Internet Business Mastery. And Jeremy was there. He had just recently moved to San Diego. He doesn't live there anymore. But when he did, he had wanted to meet people and just said, hey, anybody who's in and around the San Diego area, let's just gather at this Panera Bread at this time on this day, and we'll meet and talk and we'll just mastermind. And I didn't even know what that meant. But I arrived on that day. I was scared as heck because I just didn't know what to expect. And I remember walking up to the group and they were already there. I was a little late because I was just nervous and I had just left the house late. And, my heart was beating. I just was so in awe of these people who were already very successful in their online businesses. And we went around the circle and we each talked about what we were doing and what we did and what we needed help with. And when it was my turn, this was at a point where I literally did not even have my very first online product yet. So I went and I said, oh, I have this website that helps people pass this exam in the architecture industry. I was recently let go, and this is what I'm trying to do. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm getting, you know, some good traffic to my website. And then somebody asked, I think his name was Rob. He was like, Pat, well, how much website traffic are you getting? And I said, well, you know, about 5,000 to 7,000. And they were like, wow, that's really good for a month. You should be able to do something with that. And I said, no, that's 5,000 to 7,000 per day. And that's where like everybody stopped moving and looked at me and said, what? And let's help this guy out. And they completely helped me. They revolutionized my thoughts about what was possible. And that's where the idea for the ebook came out from and how to sell it online. And that changed the course of my life. So, you know, I've experienced myself what could happen as a result of joining and just meeting people. And yes, I was an introvert and I still am. But now whenever I go to conferences, I am the first one to talk to people because I don't even give myself 3 seconds to just psych myself out. I want to meet and talk to as many people as possible because every time something cool has happened in my business, it's always been a result of the other people that I've connected with right before that, whether it's somebody referencing some product that I should get that educates me on something, or just somebody who connects me with somebody who can help me out through a problem that I'm going through, or somebody who shows me somebody who has already been successful with something I'm working on and deep inside right now. So yeah, these meetups are super important. So Thomas, thank you for spurring this question because I am wanting to do this more, and not just for myself, but I feel like I'm in a unique position where I can create these moments for people, moments like what happened for me in the past. I feel like I can do this for you and for everybody else out there. So if I had for example, a regular Wednesday, you know, maybe it's like the first Wednesday of every month in 2016. Again, this I haven't set this in place yet, so don't think it's going to happen yet, or that that's the particular date, or you know, I'm just thinking out loud. Every first Wednesday of the month, we meet at this place. This is, I don't know if it costs anything or not, probably not. I don't know, because we might need to rent out a space or get food or something. I don't know, but we'll see. But if it's a regular once a month type of thing, I think a lot of people would be interested, and it would be a cool way for people to meet each other and for me to meet my audience. I would be able to get a lot of great feedback and for things that I'm doing as well. I could just present certain things. You know, we'll have a little mastermind. I think that'd be cool. So if you are interested in that, Thomas and everybody else listening, use the hashtag AskPat439 on Twitter to let me know. And if you don't have Twitter, that's okay. But for those of you who do, let me know. Would a regular, I don't know, maybe it's once a month, once every 2 months, I don't know. But if it's something on a schedule where you knew that you could come to San Diego at whenever time and you just knew that opportunity was there, would that be something that you feel would be useful for you? Is that something you'd want to do? And so let me know. Hashtag AskPat439 on Twitter. And let me know what you think. I'm very curious. I'm always trying to find new ways to provide value to you. And this is something that has come up. I do enjoy doing these meetings. And let me know. So Thomas, thank you so much for this question and for starting this discussion. I appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button and start ask away. And so also want to thank FreshBooks.com for being an amazing company that sponsors this show. And they just make it so easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They serve over 3 million small businesses. They make it super easy to keep track of income, expenses. They make it really, really convenient for invoicing as well, and they can help you out too. So if you want to get a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks, just head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. And finally, here's a quote from one of my all-time favorite quoters, or people who have said things. This is Henry Ford, and he said, When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. Boom. The boom was me, not Henry Ford. But anyway, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. And if you have a moment to hook me up with a review on iTunes, that would help out so, so much. I appreciate it. And I wish you all the best. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.